Today's Mishnah Masechet Peah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. So even though the use of the word is Bekutzercha, normally Bekutzercha refers to the way in which you harvest things on a field, which is with like a sickle and so on. And if you're talking about picking things off of a tree, then you're not talking about a harvest, you're talking about a picking. But here, the lashon of the Bekutzercha is not a reference to an actual use of the kli of Ketzira. It was, remember, the way in which we understood that it needs to be, first of all harvested at one time, so that it didn't include figs because of that. And it's also Bekutzercha, is that you're taking it in to be able to keep it, which means that it's also something that's machnisay lekiyum, which were two out of the five criteria, but not an actual din specifically in things that are going to be cut as opposed to pick. That would not be the point. And this is learned out in the Braisa in Taras Kayanin, and it's also in great length in the Yerushalmi. So basically all of the Rishonim point this out. However, we did have a machlokas, which according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the din is, and the truth is that the Rash agrees with this, that the only trees that would be chayiv would actually be, since we're limited to Dagan, Tirosh, v'Yitzhar, besides Dagan, only grapevines and Zayit would be included midiraisa, in which case we'd be talking about these trees that are also including derabbanans mixed with them. So they would be the oak tree. Again, I can tell you only the way that the books translate them, but I don't know what all of them are. So the oak is translated as sumac. The charuv, we know, it's carob. Egos is basically usually used in the Gemara for the large walnuts. Shkedim is almond. Gefanim is grape, rimonim are pomegranates, zeitim are olives, and tamarim are dates, and we clearly leave out the figs, because that's the one thing that is for sure not a ketzira. Now the question is, are these examples, or are these like special for some reason of any type of tree? Or like there's something special about these trees that makes them unique? It's not clear at all. There is a shita that actually brings, that this is Tosfos brings in Shabbos, there's a shita that holds that these are the only eight examples, which is likitasam ka'achas, and that the norm of trees is, as Mawili pointed out yesterday for his cherry trees, the norm of trees is that they don't all come ripe at the same instant. So even though they may not be across an entire summer and they're only across a few days, it's still not considered to be a ketzira ba'achas. That's how Tosfos brings in Masechet Shabbos. And that these are literally, when it says in the Mishnah that these are the elu, these are the ones, bi'u v'ilan, it's these ilanais and only.